In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there. Welcome to a bite-sized edition of the Borough Breakdown podcast. We thought, as a team, that not everyone has an hour in their busy days to listen to a full podcast. So we thought we'd give you an extra bite-sized version of a podcast instead. And in this bite-sized clip from the podcast, On the Road to Where, we chat about possession and why teams are finding it a little bit easier to play against the Borough this season. So go on, enjoy it.
So do you think that's to do with the man marking? Because I know I don't like it, but surely when you're following a player for, you know, the time that we are, surely it weighs down on not just the physical game of a player, but the mental game as well.
Concentration levels.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So do you think that could potentially be a reason as to why we do seem to drop off in second half? Because it's certainly not the first second half where we've looked genuinely awful.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think there's definitely a pattern occurring with Borough. I think when you watch teams now and they play against us, they're very reluctant to press and they're very happy to keep the ball for long spells against us now, because they know if they're patient in the delivery and, you know, the build up quite slow, we're going to be running around the pitch like headless chickens and tire out eventually. And by the 75th minute, we're knackered. And then obviously we haven't had our hash browned as well, so we're even more tired. And then the game starts to slip away from us. I think with Borough, I feel like they've completely lost the basics and foundations as a well set up team. I feel like we're making very silly errors, and also like I feel like teams are finding us out because of that, really. And you know, there's a lot to obviously a game, and people will identify weaknesses, and there could be X, Y, and Z, and there's so much data to back so many different things. In your opinion. But for me, I think it is teams now that are just willing to hold the ball for longer periods. The movement, if you have good off-the-ball movement, like you've seen with QPR, like with Blackpool, and obviously with the better teams, like probably like Fulham as well, they'll run you ragged for long periods of the game. So obviously it comes back to your point there, Dan, around man-marking for long spells. Yeah, it can be really difficult, especially if you've got a very athletic winger or a number 10. It's going to be really difficult for Borough, I think.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, it is frustrating because I think the Blackburn game, we did relax that man marking and we looked good. I really enjoyed that game against Blackburn. But I agree, I'm not really with this whole man marking thing. Certainly not every game.
Yeah, well, sorry, I was mid coffee sip there.
I know, yeah.
You said that. with Blackburn, they're naturally a very counter-attacking team, so they don't want the ball for long spells, and they find that their best attack really is on the wide and trying to get it in, create the space in the middle for, you know, for shots for Barrett and Diaz to have an absolute ping from about 20 yards. And you know, hey, Bristol, he's fantastic up top, and so it's strange. I think it's really depend on who we play, but I think teams that are very comfortable on the ball will be very comfortable against Middlesbrough because we just don't seem to know what to do with it. And there's obviously the stat as well, Dana Borough have probably the worst ball retention in the Championship in comparison to the other teams. So do you think that's maybe playing a part as well? Borough hitting the ball on the long channels, trying to rest, and then they're trying to go again. Maybe the best thing for Borough could be to get the foot on the ball and just calm down a bit. Is that maybe the best route to go down?
Yeah, 100%, which is why I think it was a bit of a surprised that James Lisalicki had 47% passing accuracy yesterday, because I thought that
he's lost ever in
his
career.
I thought that him in the team would change that, but it's been really frustrating the past couple of games. I've noticed it, that we just cannot seem to keep hold of the ball. I did say yesterday, I wonder how long it'll take for us to lose it. And I think within 2 seconds we did. And it seems almost predictable now that when we get the ball, we're not going to keep it for long spells. I think our average passing sequence was 3. I'm surprised it was even that, to be honest, because it felt like every time we got it, we just lost it immediately. And it's been a particular problem in the last two Saturday games, because against Coventry we lost the ball. I think it was 180. I think I said 185. I think it was 186, just to be pedantic about myself there. And then
disgusting.
I know.
Fake news. Fake facts.
One misplaced pass out. But yeah, slap on the wrist there. But the game yesterday we lost it 170 times, and it just seems so predictable now that we just can't get our foot on the ball and keep it, whereas I think that's what we need to do.
Do you think it might be like due to a rush going forwards? Because what I noticed yesterday, I thought Blackpool were keeping the ball really well, and there was a good like 5-minute spell in the second half where we couldn't really get near it, and every time we got it, it was just like one or two passes and then like just trying to play it quite a quick ball to one of the wingers or into Spurra. I think it was only when I think Housen got hold of the ball and we started playing it across the floor and started playing a few shorter passes at that point, we started looking a bit better. But other than that, like it'd go to say Crooks or Saliki, and they seem to just be going with a very direct pass, and I feel like that might be the reason why Saliki's passing accuracy was so low. What I kind of noticed, like the Coventry match and that match, because before the Coventry match, I think it was Spurs Palace that was on earlier in the day, and Spurs looked terrible in that game. And I was watching them, like, they can't string two passes together. Like, I couldn't imagine watching Borough do this, and then we've done it for like last two games, it's looked exactly the same as what I watched in that game.
Yeah, with Spurs that game, they had Højbjerg, Skip and Winks in the midfield, and they're all very similar midfielders, so like, I think that's probably why they struggled so much, because they didn't really have like an outlet. But it's the same with Borough; they don't really have a significant outlet, and it comes back to that point of just getting your foot on the ball and just being calm in possession. I think there was a bit of play yesterday, I think, where we had the ball on the right hand side. I think it was Dykstra had the ball on the wing, and we end up playing our way out of trouble. And I think it was about 5 or 6 passes, and it was probably our best pattern of play we had all game. And it obviously came to nothing because it was just trying to, you know, play possession football. Obviously, that was drilled out of us straight away at half-time. but for me, I think with Saliki, I think that first 10-15 minutes, I was thinking, oh, hashtag freaky for Saliki, you know, like, I quite like this boy, you know, he's good, he's a good footballer, and you can see there's quality there.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Real quality. And his probably possession rate was probably crap because, yeah, like, when we get the ball, it's very much right, okay, we've won it, let's boot it in the channels. Spurra, you run onto it. Jones, you do something. I don't know, like...
That's
you know,
it.
You know what it is? Like, it's just like sheer panic when we have the ball. I don't understand it. You know, like, I think for Borough, it is a case of just relax. Like, just literally, just. And honestly, it's very easy for me to say that just on a podcast.
Because remember, it's harder to play football than watch it.
To be fair, Johnny, you said it to me the other week playing 7-a-side. Playing up front, you just like take your time when you're on the ball and don't panic and end up scoring 3 like the game after that. Like.
Yeah, you see, Johnny Bullock, tactician of the year, you know what I mean?
Johnny for manager.
Johnny for gaffer.
Our new manager over here.
I better renew me badges, you know what I mean? But I think it's difficult for Borough, you know. I think when you look at teams as well and when they play against us, their press is quite high straight away as soon as we get the ball because they know we're not confident in possession. And that's why we probably resort to like just hoofballing the channels and I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I think if you hoof a ball at the channel and no one's there, it's probably you're not going to score many goals in a season, you know. So it's difficult, and there's so many routes. I think there's so many ways we can go down and dissect performance. But overall, I think when it comes down to it, I don't think Neil Warnock knows how to get the best out of this attacking outlets that we have. And that's not a bad thing on him. I think it's just a case of he's naturally a defensive coach. He has his style, and I think the players that we've brought in just don't suit what he wants to do as a manager, and that's putting it brutal, honestly, really. But you never know with these things; it can change. And obviously, Neil Warnock, most decorated championship manager ever, but that doesn't mean that you're good right now. I mean, you could be the best in class for many, many years, but why does a footballer always deteriorate as they get older? Do you know what I mean? It's you're never going to be on top of the world for long unless you're a genetic freak like Ronaldo or Messi. Do you know what I mean? But...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.